Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday in Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals are going to the World Series. They ran the Baltimore Orioles out of the American League playoffs. A 2-1 victory yesterday afternoon. The Royals sweeping the Birds to head to the Fall Classics, first time since 1985. Kansas City turned two double plays. Their defense snared three line drives, and Alex Gordon crashed into the fence in the catch to make a rally-killing drive. Baltimore got to postseason hitting home runs, but has hit just one home run in their four games against the Royals. Their season is over. The Orioles' team batting average against Kansas City in the series was just .218. Kansas City's bullpen had a 1.08 ERA. Royals have won eight straight games now in postseason. Over in the National League, the Giants will try to clinch a World Series spot this evening against the St. Louis Cardinals. Giants rallied from a 4-1 deficit last night in San Francisco, posted a 6-4 victory. Buster Posey had three ribbies for Bruce Bochy's team. Cardinal first baseman Matt Adams' back-to-back errant throws led to a three-run rally in the sixth that triggered the comeback. And the Giants' bullpen, it was superb. Six shutout innings of relief. Giants lead that series 3-1. It will be Game 5 tonight, San Francisco-St. Louis at AT&T Park. Giants ace Madison Bumgarner goes against Cardinals 20-game winner Adam Wainwright. Wainwright battling elbow issues, though, has allowed eight runs in nine innings in postseason. Elsewhere in baseball, Atlanta Braves longtime executive John Hart has turned down the Atlanta general manager's job, says he'd rather remain as a consultant. The team is interested in talking to Royals general manager Dayton Moore. Yankees will interview longtime hitter Chili Davis for the vacant batting hit coach job. They also want to talk to Dave Magadan. And the New York Mets have begun reconstruction of the wall in right center field at Citi Field in New York. They're going to move the power alleys in for a second time in 4 years. Mets hit only 59 home runs this past season. In NFL football, Brandon Flowers missed another workout with the Chargers yesterday. He, of course, has ongoing groin problems. Running back Donald Brown not cleared by doctors for a second week in a row with concussion protocol. However, cornerback Sharice Wright did go through limited workouts coming back from knee problems. And Eddie Royal had practice time. He, of course, had a rib injury last week. Around the NFL on the injury front, 49ers linebacker Patrick Willis will miss this weekend's game. He's out with turf toe. Ravens have activated defensive tackle Terrence Cody from the PUP list. The Jets have activated linebacker Antoine Barnes from PUP. He's been out since last year with knee surgery. Carolina wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin's been sidelined with a concussion from hits in the game over the weekend in Cincinnati. Houston gets good news. Defensive end Jadeveon Clowney cleared to practice, had been out since week one with hernia issues. Dallas Cowboys say they will dock running back Joe Randle a game check, $29,000, for his arrest on shoplifting charges early in the week. Chicago NFL has fined safety Ryan Mundy $22,000 for helmet hits. Cincinnati NFL fining linebacker Vontaze Burfict $25,000 for hits on Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin. Denver, the league has fined Terrence Knighton, a Bronco defensive tackle, $12,000 for a racial slur. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay, the NFL has suspended fullback Javorski Lane 2 games, a PED violation. Roster front, Giants have signed free agent, ex-Cowboy wide receiver Kevin Ogletree. Tennessee has signed free agent Falcons offensive tackle Will Svitek. And the Cincinnati Bengals have brought in ex-Raider draft pick quarterback Terrell Pryor for a workout. Thursday night NFL football, the Jets, who have a 5-game losing streak, have to go to Foxborough to meet the suddenly hot Patriots and quarterback Tom Brady. In Indianapolis, ESPN in an expose has reported that Colts owner Jim Irsay has had drug abuse problems since 1995, has been in and out of rehab, unable to beat painkiller addiction. Said longtime girlfriend was also a drug user, and she committed suicide in one of Irsay's condominiums. They say Irsay was implicated in obtaining 121 illegal painkiller prescriptions from doctors who were then indicted for dealing narcotics. College football, University of Michigan Board of Regents is a meeting today. They will discuss the status of athletic director David Brandon and troubled football coach Brady Hoke. Georgia will issue a report tomorrow on the status of running back Todd Gurley, amongst allegations he was taking money for signing autographs. In basketball, Lakers coach Byron Scott has now confirmed that guard Steve Nash re-injured his back, picking up luggage on Wednesday. He missed his third straight day of practice. Meanwhile, the Lakers, who are winless in preseason, will play at Utah tonight with a battered lineup. Interesting story at Golden State. Coach Steve Kerr and his wife have announced they're donating $1 million to help renovate McHale Center at his alma mater, University of Arizona. NHL hockey, the LA Kings, who are 2-1-1, get the St. Louis Blues tonight at Staples Center. Anaheim Ducks have lost another first-line left winger. Pat Maroon is off the ice with knee ligament damage. Carolina, already without their star center Jordan Staal with a broken leg, has now lost veteran star forward Jeff Skinner. He's out with a concussion. On a sad note, former Anaheim Ducks high draft pick Valery Karpov have passed away in Russia, fractured skull in a fall at his home. Big story in soccer. Commissioner of MLS Don Garber has exploded at U.S. World Cup coach Jurgen Klinsmann for his continued berating of Landon Donovan, Clinton Dempsey, and Michael Bradley, and the continued critique that MLS does not help players grow as much as if Americans had gone to play in the English Premier League. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.